The autumn is with us. It's late August and we're back with Denise Dunn at theherbgarden.ie at the Nolan, North County, Dublin. And for late autumn, Denise, you've picked a herb that has many, many uses. Today we're going to talk about fennel.
Fennel, yeah, Gerry. This tunnel here, I kind of call it my fennel tunnel. You can see it's basically full of fennel. Years ago, when I was growing herbs to supply restaurants, I started off with a few things in here. The mint has kind of gone a bit rampant, but the fennel, most of the fennel here has self-seeded. But I love it because, like you say, it has so many uses. And now over in recent years, I've been supplying the leaf to a friend of mine who has a range of Irish organic herb teas. The flower, I've actually supplied the flower to florists that make beautiful bouquets, lovely for weddings, lovely for scented arrangements. And then the seed too has plenty of uses.
Let's talk about the history of fennel.
Yeah, fennel, it's native to Europe, but it has naturalized as well in the United States. History, Greeks and Romans used it for slimming, as a slimming aid, and to prevent obesity. Haven't really heard anything. I wonder if there's anything in that, you know, because for current, obviously, that's kind of a huge problem with us at the moment. It was used as well during times of fasting. So it supposedly allays hunger if you have hunger pangs and you eat some fennel seeds. The Puritans called it the meeting seed. They used to bring the seed along to their meetings, which of course could last quite long, and use that to alleviate hunger. Yeah.
Some interesting points there. Now, in terms of varieties, are you talking about many?
Most people are nearly common with Florence fennel, which is actually the bulb. The one that I'm growing here is common fennel or garden fennel. It's Fenniculum, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, vulgare. So that is the leafy one that is used, as in the herb for the leaf, the stem, flower and seed. There is also a bronze variety of this particular one. So similar flavour. The leaves are a lovely bronze colour. And again, it gets the yellow flare. So that's actually very decorative for the garden.
Now, in terms of cultivation, how do you grow this?
Very easy. From seed. It's not a plant that would be grown from division. But as you can see, with all the fennel self-seeded around here, and you can see the little small ones in around under the plant, very easy from seed. Because it originates in Europe, it would be kind of Mediterranean origin, a sunny position as such, but it's not really fussy. And a lot of people, if they travel by train, you'll often see fennel growing along the train tracks. Only one issue I have found with fennel, it's quite interesting because some places say that it's a companion plant and that it attracts hoverflies, which feed on aphids. But I have found in my experience that aphids are really attracted to the bronze fennel. Whereas I don't find a problem with the green one. I've no idea why, but the bronze fennel is always covered in aphids.
When would you sow fennel typically? The main way would be, obviously, I see the seeds coming on these and they will eventually in the autumn, you dry them out. Sow them in the ground in the spring?
Yeah, either spring or autumn. I mean, a lot of people think spring is the only time for sowing seeds, but as you pointed out there, Gerry, obviously a plant, it has to flower first, then it produces seed. So many of our plants now are self-seeding themselves, and even if they're outside, that seed, it'll just kind of lie dormant in the ground until the conditions are right for it. When it gets the right amount of heat and daylight, daylight hours, it'll germinate itself. For a lot of people, it's maybe easier to start plants from seed because you're going to grow them in little plug trays or pots, and it means you can recognise them because a lot of weed seedlings are difficult enough to recognise. So kind of for that reason, for the more novice gardener, maybe to sow from seed into a container would be the best bet.
You mentioned container. You have them in the borders of your tunnels here as well, so they'll go either or. And are they more suited to indoor cultivation or outdoors?
No, outdoor really. I generally advise everyone to grow outdoor. It means they need less care and attention. These ones they happen to be in the tunnel because they've self-seeded here. And having said that, it extends my season. So I will have lovely fresh leaf growth here to use before my outdoor plants are ready. And because I save my own seed, both for resale and then, of course, fennel seed is that we can go on to in the culinary end of things, but it's a spice. So it means the seeds get a better chance to dry out. Oftentimes, if we've got really wet weather towards autumn time, I end up losing a lot of my seeds, not being able to harvest them. So it's good for that reason as well to have it inside.
Absolutely, and they're all well protected in here. Now, in terms of harvesting and preserving, the leaf first, you pick it fresh?
Yeah, the leaf, you pick it fresh. If you wanted to, you could freeze it. Fennel, it dies back in the winter, all right. And usually when it's finished flowering and producing seed, you can cut down the stems. I'll often leave it until springtime to do that. Because even if you have it outside, the seeds would be a good source for birds. Another way, actually, I meant to show you now in on my windowsill. Only recently I just made some herb vinegar. It's the simplest thing you can do, but a nice decorative bottle and some white wine vinegar, and just pop in some of the stem when it's just flowering, similar as to how you'd make dill vinegar, and it has a great flavour. Every part of the plant practically is edible. The leaf, so the seed, if you want to use the seed, of course, you just dry it out. You're going to have the seed then that you can use to make teas or to add into your curries. The flower, I must let you have a little taste. Everyone who's come to me this year, I've been feeding them with fennel flowers. I think they're just absolutely fabulous.
I'm getting licorice. Would that be right? And a lovely sweet flavour. That's beautiful. Aniseed.
Yeah, kind of aniseed. That kind of fresh aniseed flavour. I wouldn't be a huge fan even of licorice. I don't really eat, you know, the black licorice or that, but this I absolutely love. It's got a real sweetness to it.
Oh, Denise, that is the nicest wee little flower I've ever tasted.
Yeah, you know the way we've been tasting a lot of flowers here, and some have more flavours than other, but that one, to be honest with you, I can just pick that and wander around nibbling it like a sweet nearly. And there's so many different things you can do with it. Like fennel, obviously fish is the main thing, so the leaf it would be what's commonly used, and I just go crazy using the flower. I probably mentioned it maybe when we were talking about some of the other herbs, but one of my favourite ways to do fish, just a little herb crust, so just some breadcrumbs, or you know, if you didn't want to use bread, you could use crushed nuts, maybe pistachios I'd sometimes use, lots of different things, but add in then lots of the fennel flowers for flavour, and just maybe a little bit of olive oil and lemon or lime juice or even orange juice just to moisten it, and just put that on top of your fish, and then into the oven, the crust will get nice and crispy, and you have that lovely flavour. A friend of mine was out a couple of weeks ago. Again, I was feeding her fennel flowers. She said, "Oh, please, can I take some home?" And that night she texted me and she said she just had the simplest pasta dish with parmesan cheese, butter, lemon zest and the fennel flowers. And she said it was absolutely stunning.
That's magnificent, because I want to say again, there's a tiny little flower. There's not much of an aroma off it, but it's when you taste it and it bursts on your tongue. Yeah. That flavour, I'd say pound for pound, it packs more flavour than anything I've ever seen or tasted before.
Yeah, isn't it? It's just gorgeous. So then, like lots of other things that fennel goes well with, it's lovely with tomato, fennel and tomato. So again, the flair, and you know, even the colour of them, that bright yellow, you're going to see your food before you eat it. And fennel, because it aids digestion, so it's really good with fatty foods. So say pork, lamb, poultry in particular, into your stuffing, that's another kind of good way to use it.
And what else have you here on the table?
Let me come to the seed. Now this seed is fresh. I haven't tasted it yet this year. Jerry, have a little taste.
Woo!
Isn't it fabulous?
So they're the fresh seeds.
Yeah, so that's the fresh seed. So of course, when that dries out, then that's used traditionally in curries, Indian curries. It's nice. You can put it into bread. Now, you can actually, a few years back when my parents were in India, they brought me back some crystallized fennel seeds. It's fennel. It's an aid to digestion. So you eat it after dinner. Good for the digestion. It sweetens the breath as well.
In a wrapper here, let me pick this up and let me read the little label on it. It says Mast. That's the brand. Fennel chocolate. Where did you come across this?
Well, Jerry, I was over in London with my daughter for a few days there. I just got back on Monday. And Laura knows me well, because one of the evenings I met her when she was finished work, and she had a little bag for me. "Mum, I got you a present." And there were six little bars of chocolate from this company, Mast, based in London. I think they're in Shoreditch. And there was oregano, marjoram, this one fennel, there was celery, lovage and sorrel. Now, I haven't opened any of them yet, Jerry. I wanted Laura to taste them before I came home, and she said, "No, ma'am, they're too pretty. Don't open them." So this is...
Here goes, especially for late lunch listeners.
Exactly, and I haven't tasted it myself either. So
just a little tiny of it so as we can just taste. Yes, lovely. Thank you. So this is fennel chocolate. So here we go. It's really unusual. And it's a dark chocolate. And I taste the fennel. It's lovely. I'm privileged that you opened your first bar and it is the fennel chocolate. So there is another use for it. Before we finish, in terms of medicinal, nutritional, household, what about fennel? Does it come into play there much?
It does. It's great. Digestion. It's actually good for milk production and it's good for breastfeeding mothers. And it's really good for the baby because it helps prevent colic, because that goes through to the baby. And some people will have heard of gripe water, which is originally made from dill, which would also be good for digestion. But a couple of years ago, I was doing one of my workshops here. I had a lady, she had only 2 or 3 week old baby in a sling. And she was saying to me that she had been drinking fennel tea and that just absolutely brilliant for both her and the baby. And since then, I've heard a few other people, you know, say the same thing. Good at freshening the breath as well. So for bad breath, it's really good. I have heard it used for eyesight, like as the same as you would with chamomile. Just if you've got strained or tired eyes, that you can use it as an eye bath. Nutritionally, it is rich in vitamin C, calcium and potassium. And also it's high in fibre. So again, the fibre obviously aiding digestion as well. And for household uses in the Middle Ages, it was apparently used if meat had gone off a little bit. And that would maybe link back to curries as well, because, you know, a lot of the spices were preservatives and that's how it kind of developed. They would help to, you know, preserve food that was maybe gone a little bit past its best. And it was used as a strewing herb as well. And again, I suppose because of the scent, it would mask a lot of unpleasant smells, I should say, and supposedly repel insects at the same time.
Denise, terrific. Thank you so much for inviting me to your beautiful herb garden here in the Nall in North County Dublin. And again, will you remind listeners how they can find out more about you and what you do?
Okay, well, the website is the best place to start, theherbgarden.ie, and people can subscribe to my newsletter there if they want. I have an interesting workshop actually coming up on the 10th of September. It's going to be a full day workshop on medicinal herbs. So we'll start the morning here by identifying the various herbs, and then in the afternoon we're going down to the Seamus Ennis Centre in the village where I'm going to make up herbal remedies. We're going to concentrate, focus on herbs for the winter, things that will help boost your immune system.
So that's the 10th of September, and find out more on theherbgarden.ie. Until September, Denise Dunn, thanks a million.
Okay, thanks, Jerry.